Chapter 14. There it was. Dragons. Devastation. Towns burned. People dead. Prisoners shackled. Nath had to catch his breath. Never had he imagined such horrors.
"How can this be?"
he said, in little more than a whisper. The dwarves marched from Morgdon, the elves from Elom. The orcs of Thrag and their hoarded army descended from the north. The image in the great portal gave Nath glimpses of the entire world. He'd watched long enough, enthralled, only to see the image change into another. His blood raced.
"What of the truce?"
he yelled at Selene.
"You knew of all this?"
"As I said," Gorn began, "the truce, or rather the lie, has ended. It ended before it even started."
Nath turned back to the portal. Dragons soared the skies, scraping the building tops with roaring flames gushing from their mouths. Towns he'd seen before were now cinders. The people dead, enslaved, or lost.
"What is the meaning of all this?"
he said, turning and not holding back his anger. He clenched his fist, chest heaving.
"Tell me, why do you do such wretched things?"
"I do this because dragons were meant to rule this world, not men, not elves, not dwarfs. Dragons,"
Gorn said, stepping closer. He poked Nath in the shoulder, knocking him a step backward.
"All will submit to me. Those who don't will perish. Especially your friends, Nath Dragon."
He pointed at the grand mural.
"Take a look. See."
He saw Brenwar wielding his warhammer and barking orders. Ben unleashed exploding arrows from Akron. Bezog stood behind them, face in distress, arms shaking, shielding them and the others behind them. Dragons had them pinned down in the mountains, raining down blasts of fire upon them. They wouldn't last. They needed his help now. The image faded from one form to another. In Quintuclan, the city of humans, tall towers burned. The legionnaires fought dragons and the giants on hillsides. Wave after wave of gnolls and goblins assaulted them. Stretching his hand toward the portal, Nath said,
"Wait!"
He needed to see what happened to Brenwar, Ben, and Bezog.
"I've waited long enough,"
Gorn said with a sneer.
"The end is what it is."
Nat's knees weakened. It wasn't supposed to be this way, was it? How had everything happened so fast? The portal must indeed have moved him through time. He needed to move it back. The image changed from one scene to another. He saw a blast of dragon fire shatter Bezog's shield and drive Brenwar to his knees.
"No!"
Nath yelled. He gathered his legs and sprang through the portal. The image faded, and he fell face first on the ground. Spitting the dirt out of his mouth, he glared back at Gorn and Selene. Gorn was laughing.
"Fool,"
the dragon warlord said, crossing his arms over his chest.
"A fool indeed. Perhaps this fool would like to make a bargain."
Nath came to his feet.
"I don't bargain with evil."
"Is that so?"
Gorn lifted a scaly brow.
"Even if it could save your friends? Save most of the world, perhaps?"
"No!"
"I think you should at least look and see what I have to offer, Nath."
Gorn turned and started to walk away, and Selene followed.
"Come!"
Eyeing the dragons perched on the stones above, Nath followed after them with a heavy heart. His friends were in danger, possibly dying, and all he was doing was nothing.
"This can't be happening. Can't be."
Above, he heard a rattle of chains. He stopped to look. The dragons, tethered to the floating city, took flight. With great effort in their wings and angry growls coming from their throats, they began pulling at the chains tethered to the city. Slowly, inch by inch, foot by foot, the city began to spin. Clockwise.
Sultans of Sulphur, what are they doing?
He followed Gorn and Selene behind the great stone throne. Ahead, Gorn had stopped. His broad, muscular, scale-ridged back blocked the view of something that captured his attention. Selene stood at the monster's side, tail sliding side to side in unison with Gorn's. She seemed insignificant beside him. It reminded him of how Nath felt oft-times when he stood beside his father.
Could he be her father? That would explain a lot.
If that were the case, his cause might be lost already. Nath proceeded, coming to a stop beside Selene, where a large altar of stone sat on the brown and dusty ground. A dragon was chained down on the blood-stained slab. A gold one.
You dare,
Nath said. He jumped up on top of the dais and tugged at the morite chains, straining. The dragon's eyes fluttered open. She had long lashes and beautiful pink and gold-flecked eyes. She moaned, soft and miserable.
Release her.
No,
Gorn said, slowly shaking the great horns on his head.
I cannot do that. But you can, Nath Dragon. You can release her from this life that offers only a horrible end.
Gorn reached over and grabbed a great spear that was stuck in the ground. It was 8 feet in length and had a large, barbed head and a razor-sharp tip.
Her life? For your friends' lives.
Still tugging at the unbreakable links, Nath groaned. And his brow beaded with sweat.
I don't do your evil deeds,
he said, through clenched teeth.
Not now, not ever.
Gorn eyed the spear tip.
Please, settle yourself. You're in no condition to break those chains.
He thumbed the edge.
Sharp. Now, Nath, do you know the best way to kill a dragon? After all, we have scales harder than steel.
Armor all over.
We are fast. But we can still be defeated. What is it that kills us so well?
Nath didn't answer. Instead, he eased his efforts and rubbed the dragon's head. She snorted a little. Selene had already tried to fool him into killing one dragon, a rose blossom, before. Why would they tempt him now and try to make him kill a magnificent golden-tailed lady, the sweetest and gentlest of all dragon breeds, if not the rarest as well?
The heart, Gorn continued. One swift, hard strike will do it, but not with just anything. It takes magic steel or an enchanted dragon part, such as a horn. That is what this fine tip is crafted from. The horn of a steel dragon. I think you knew this one once,
Nath sneered. All he could think of was the one he had met guarding the tombs in the Shale Hills. That dragon was a powerful one. More powerful than Inferno, maybe.
Take it, Gorn said. Better her life be lost to a friend than to my kind.
Somehow the dragon warlord smiled.
Consider it mercy. Far better treatment than what I have in store for your friends.
A lump formed in Nat's throat. He glanced at Selene. There was a glimmer of sympathy in her dark eyes.
I'm not feeling very patient, Nath Dragon.
He held the spear out toward Nath.
Her life for your friends' lives. You must decide now.